Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, dear listeners. I've had a note from 5-year-old Beatrice, who wants to know if I, Snoop, the top-notch dog detective, am ever going to make a play with my partner Sniffy. Ha! Well, Beatrice, maybe one day, but today we've brought you a brand new season of this very serious Snoop and Sniffy show. Welcome to season 7, all of you junior detectives out there. Woof, woof! Now, for those of you who are new to our show, I was working in London, but got relocated here to Pflugerville to train an eager young pup named Sniffy as a dog detective. Sniffy has a real nose for detective work. After many episodes of training and many cases solved, Sniffy is now my official dog detective partner. And together, we keep Bark Street free from crime, chaos, and tomfoolery. Isn't that right, Sniffy?
Sure is, Snoop. As long as Snoop and I are around, no mystery will remain unsolved on Bark Street.
Hear, hear, Sniffy. Not even my nemesis, Professor Mittens, can get the best of us.
That reminds me, we need someone to invest in a dog cafe. Those cats in the cat cafe had it real nice.
Yes, I agree, Sniffy. But I just don't think dogs are suited for coffee, pastries, and a calm, relaxing time. We're a bit more rambunctious than our feline counterparts.
Tell that to Professor Mittens. She almost clawed out that human lady's face when she tried to pet her.
Oh, that poor human lady never saw those sharp claws coming.
I don't know why Professor Mittens doesn't like pets and cuddles. Those are the best.
I'll take all the cuddles and pets I can get.
Is that what I think it is?
Yes, Sniffy, but let's not make a big deal.
It's the mailman!
Mail time! Mail time!
Mail time! Mail time! Mail time!
Every time.
Look at all the mail! I love the mail! Why does he run away from the house every day? I just want to show him my love.
Maybe because of all your incessant barking, young lad? It's quite disturbing, especially for mail people. They like to deliver mail in silence.
But why? Mail time is the best time ever. It's like a daily drop-off of presents. And look.
What?
This big old box is addressed to you, Snoop.
Me? Really?
And look at all the stamps and markings. This box must have come all the way from jolly old England.
Why, you're quite right, Sniffy. This box is from England. In fact, it's from my parents, Mummy and Pops. They've sent me something.
What is it? What is it? It smells good.
Ah, yes. I did forget, indeed.
What's that?
My parents have sent my favourite Shropshire Crown scones for my birthday tomorrow.
Scones? Birthday? Wait, Snoop, tomorrow is your birthday? Why didn't you tell me?
I'm not one to fuss over my birthday, Sniffy. I'd rather not celebrate it, in fact.
Why, this is the best news ever! Tomorrow is your birthday!
None of that now. Tomorrow, I'd like to just eat my favourite Shropshire Crown scones in silence with a nice cuppa and a good old curl up in my dog bed.
But...
No but, Sniffy. That's what I would like to do for my birthday.
I see. Well, can I at least have a scone?
Sharing
is caring.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. Now, let me just store my scones here behind my dog bed and let us see what is happening today on Bark Street. And remember, Sniffy, tell no one it's my birthday.
Okay, fine. Oh, look at that. A gathering at the park pond. I see Lorraine and Bean and Wiggles. Race you there.
Wait, Sniffy, I say, sometimes he has too much energy. I'm going to continue to trot over to the pond at my own leisurely pace.
Don't say I said anything.
Best idea you've had yet, Sniffy.
I love keeping secrets.
Bean, Wiggles, shh, here comes Snoop.
Sniffy, you know I'm not a fan of impromptu races. Now, what's going on here? Why are you lot acting mighty suspicious?
Suspicious? We're not being suspicious, right, Lorraine?
Huh? Right. I was just, telling them about the new pond rules.
Yes, Lorraine was telling us that, that we...
No one can touch the water in the pond anymore.
No one can touch the water?
What? But I like jumping in the pond water.
What a bad lie, Wiggles.
I panicked.
And why is that, Lorraine?
Yes, why is that, Lorraine?
Well, you see, the water isn't cold and there was... Oh, I can't keep this up anymore. Sniffy told us your birthday is tomorrow, Snoop.
Lorraine?
I think he was buying the water rule.
I was not. I knew from the minute Sniffy ran off ahead of me that he was telling all of you about my birthday being tomorrow.
Sorry, Snoop.
It's okay, Sniffy. I know you're excited for me, and when you're excited, you can't control yourself.
I just love birthdays.
Snoop, what are your plans for your birthday? If you're gonna throw a party, you need a permit. And I don't like doing things last minute.
No party, no. I just plan to have a cuppa, curl up in a ball, and enjoy my special British scones that my folks sent.
How boring.
Oh, scone sounds nice, though.
Snoop's one of those who doesn't like celebrating his birthdays.
Oh, I know the type.
But why, Snoop? I love celebrating my birthday. Everyone mark it in your calendars, April 1st. I'm thinking a bounce house, lots of treats, and a mariachi band.
I don't know what to say. I like having time to myself, doing what I love, napping, eating scones, solving mysteries. I don't need much else.
For my birthday, I need lots of presents. Okay, so fair warning, if you don't get me presents, I will be mad.
Well, I'm fine with my scones. Now, Sniffy, it seems things are quiet here on Bark Street today. No mysteries abound. So, let's head in for an early night.
Okay, Snoop. I'll be right there.
Happy early birthday, Snoop.
Don't remind me. Sniffy, what was that?
I felt like I might sneeze. You know when a bug flies up your snout? Anywho, I'm coming.
Another day of no mysteries or crimes on Bark Street. We're such good dog detectives, there's nothing to solve.
Are you worried our detective services won't be needed here anymore?
Who's to say? Ah, we're home. Looks like I may get my wish of a quiet day to relax, to have a cuppa and enjoy my scones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, good night, Sniffy. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, good night, Snoop. Good morning, Snoop. I had a really interesting dream about a penguin and a gnome and some wagging tails. What do you think it means?
Oh, Sniffy, it's too early to think about such things.
I almost forgot. It's your birthday today. Happy birthday, Snoop.
Yes, thank you.
Snoop, your scones, they're gone.
I'm still trying to wake up on my birthday, and the terrible news has begun. My special Shropshire Crown scones, sent all the way from England by my mummy and pops, are gone. Someone stole them in the night. Well, if there's one thing I'm good at, it's solving a mystery. The scone thief shan't get away with this. When we come back from this break, a mystery will be solved. See you soon.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Well, dear listeners, my birthday has gotten off to a rocky start indeed. I wanted to spend the day in my dog bed, having a cuppa, while enjoying my special Shropshire Crown scones sent to me by my loving parents. Alas, someone else had a different idea. They stole my birthday scones in the dead of night, and now a mystery is to be solved.
Snoop, I'm so sorry that your birthday scones were taken. That's just wrong. It's your birthday.
Don't worry, Sniffy. We'll find those scones. Now, let us investigate the crime scene. There may be clues about.
Did I hear a crash in the night?
Very interesting. No signs of intrusion. Whoever took the scones knew exactly where to find them.
But how would they know that?
Well, I did tell Lorraine, Bean, and Wiggles where my scones would be.
You really think one of them did this? And on your birthday? How rude.
Sniffy, give the spot where the scone box was a big old sniff, will you?
I can do that.
Anything?
Yes, I'm getting an overwhelming smell of trash.
Trash?
Yes, it smells like a dumpster. The scent goes this way. Follow me.
The game is afoot. Let's go.
It's leading me here, to this.
A paw print. And, interestingly enough, this paw print is not that of a dog's.
It's not? Oh, yeah. It looks like a bird or...
It's a raccoon.
That's what I was going to say. Wait, a raccoon? You mean the scone thief is...
Donna, to the dumpster.
Yes, the scent is taking us this way.
Donna! Donna!
No, I didn't do it. Tell Lorraine it wasn't me. I didn't knock over the park trash can and spread trash around the playground.
Where are the scones?
Scones? Where? Are they fresh or stale? I prefer them stale.
Don't act like you don't know what we're talking about. We saw your paw print, and I followed your trashy smell all the way from our place. Where are the scones?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I promise. I haven't seen any scones.
Where have you been in the last 24 hours?
Well... Okay, I did go to the park playground, and maybe a bit of the trash got loose, but I promise I didn't break into your house and steal any scones.
These aren't just any scones, they're birthday scones.
Oh, it's your birthday, Snoop. Happy birthday.
Thanks. If Donna didn't take the scones, which I believe she didn't, then someone was trying to frame her.
Frame me? Why? That's just mean. I'm a trashy raccoon, and I will eat anyone's trash, but I wouldn't take someone's birthday scones.
No. Donna didn't know about the scones. Only four of you knew. I think we need to pay Wiggles and Bean a visit at the country club.
You think they'd go to all this effort to frame Donna just to steal your scones?
Perhaps. Let us see.
Hey, Snoop, are you at least having fun today? We're getting to solve a mystery.
Huh? Oh, yes. This isn't particularly the plan for the day I had in mind. But I always love solving a mystery.
Yay, I'm glad. I knew you loved solving mysteries.
What's that?
Bean!
Sniffy? Snoop? What are you two doing here? I thought you were going to spend your birthday doing boring things like napping.
Someone stole Snoop's birthday scones.
See, on my birthday, I lock up all my presents in a vault immediately. You can't risk anyone taking anything.
You didn't happen to sneak into the Schlubs' house last night and take the scones?
How dare you accuse me, Bean, of such a thing? I am a stand-up Pomeranian. I'm a country club member, after all. You know who was mentioning how much they loved scones? Wiggles.
How quickly you turn on your best friend, Bean.
I just... It wasn't me, okay? I didn't take the scones.
Where were you last night?
I was at home, sleeping and dreaming of my own upcoming birthday. It won't be like yours at all, Snoop.
I'm guessing you have no alibi?
I don't have to prove myself to you. I didn't take the birthday scones. Go find Wiggles. Maybe you'll get a clue there.
Where is Wiggles?
Over by the tennis courts.
Mysteries abound. Let's go.
Goodbye.
What do you think, Snoop? Believe Bean?
It's all coming together quite clearly now, young lad. Yes, the picture is becoming crystal clear.
Okay. Look, Wiggles.
I didn't eat the scones, I promise.
Feeling guilty, Wiggles?
What? What was the question?
Bean said he heard you mention that you wanted to eat the scones.
I thought Bean was my best friend. He's not invited to my birthday party anymore.
So where were you last night?
At home. My human owners gave me some extra food, so I was quite sleepy. I didn't sneak into your house and take that box of scones and hide them anywhere. You know who I did see early this morning waddling around looking stressed? Lorraine.
She's the only other one who knew about your birthday scones, Snoop.
Was she?
She must have taken them. I don't understand why, though.
Let's go find Lorraine and see. At her shed?
Wait, what time is it?
11 a.m. Right on schedule. The morning, it's slipping away.
You know, why don't we all meet up at the park lake? Wiggles, get Bean. Sniffy, get Donna.
Not at Lorraine's shed?
No. It's time for me to reveal the solution to this conundrum.
You know who did it?
I do indeed. Now, off everyone goes.
What's this all about?
Pulled me from my dumpster and everything.
You're all gathered here today on this special day, my birthday, because someone decided it would be a fun time to steal my special Shropshire Crown birthday scones. Were the scones taken by a trashy raccoon?
I still don't know what's going on.
A greedy Pomeranian?
Greedy? I prefer stingy.
A hungry corgi?
I'm hungry. Anybody have any food?
A controlling duck?
Rules are rules.
No. None of them stole the scones. It was someone else. Someone much more intelligent.
Hey!
It was someone who thought planning a little mystery for my birthday would be good fun. It was none other than my partner, Sniffy.
You really are a top-notch detective, Snoop.
And the rest of you lot, you are all in on it. I'm guessing my surprise party, complete with my scones, is set up at Lorraine's shed right now.
Yeah, wow! How did you figure that out?
Sniffy, you aren't as subtle as you think you are.
I don't even know what subtle means.
Only you, Lorraine, Bean and Wiggles knew about the scones. Your whisperings together were sort of obvious. You had access from inside the house. Last night, you must have let them in, passed off the scones, and framed Donna to throw me off by pretending you smelled trash. Then each one of you blamed someone else. But you, Sniffy, gave it away.
I did?
I could see how happy you were to see me enjoying solving a mystery. And you were right. Today was great fun. I'd rather be solving a mystery than napping, after all.
You really mean it?
Yes. Thank you, Sniffy. This has been one of my best birthdays ever. Now, can we go to the surprise party you set up for me? I've been dying to eat a scone all day.
Of course. Follow me.
Surprise!
Happy birthday, Snoop!
Oh, gee. Usually, I would very much hate this. But I feel the love. Thank you, everyone. Now, time for some scones. What a birthday surprise. I might have been mad at Sniffy for throwing me a surprise birthday party and stealing my beloved scones, but I have to admit, having a case on my paws and investigating a mystery was the best birthday gift of all. I can't thank my young friend enough for bringing me such joy today. If you found joy in today's episode, you can find many other shows just like this by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, I'm going to finally bite into a scone. Delicious. Goodbye, all. Always be investigating. Woof woof.
Go, kid, go.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.